Well, I've heard it all, listeners. I've heard it all. There's a restaurant in Pigeon Forge that is, well, I don't know if I can explain it. It's called the Frizzle Chicken Farmhouse Cafe. Now, whoever came up with that name for a restaurant had a lot of thinking, number one, to come up with that name. But number two, there's got to be something extra than just coming in for great meals there. And Ellen Liston, I had to have you on the show to help me get out of trouble here, because when groups call me and say, you know, Terry, we've loved the shows that you've suggested, but this restaurant, the Frizzle Chicken Farmhouse Cafe, we just don't quite understand what to expect when we go there. So please help me.
Well, you know, that's understandable. So first of all, I have to explain to you what a Frizzle Chicken is. Okay.
Yes.
So it's an actual type of chicken. So they are a chicken that a lot of times are they are show chickens. Okay. They are very unique in terms of what they look like. So they have very unique feathers. So they're a little bit showy. So they're kind of superstar chickens. You might say they're the queen of the roost. Just a little chicken humor there.
Oh, boy.
So it makes perfect sense, or sense to us, that when we're looking at doing kind of a new concept for a fun restaurant that would mainly serve breakfast and lunch, to obviously you want to have delicious food. But what if we had animatronic chickens that performed during folks' meal? And it sounds a little crazy, but mostly, doesn't that just sound fun?
Well, I've got to answer this, Ellen, in saying thank goodness that you're explaining this and I'm not explaining this, because I can just see myself, I'd be getting in all kinds of trouble trying to explain this to folks to come in, whether the groups or individuals, to the Frizzle Chicken Farmhouse
Cafe. We don't ever want you to get into trouble.
Thank you.
We do want you to be hungry.
Yes.
When you come visit the Frizzle Chicken Farmhouse Cafe. And what I tell people is, most of the time, folks will come just to see what it's all about. But the next time they come to Pigeon Forge, they're going to come back for the food, because it is so delicious. I'm going to start with the chickens, because they're in the name, right?
Yes.
So our chickens all have unique personalities, all 50 of them that reside at the farmhouse.
Wait a minute. You have 50 chickens, 50 all-star entertaining chickens?
50 animatronic chickens.
Oh, boy.
And these aren't just any chickens. These are celebrity Frizzle chickens.
Oh, boy.
So, of course, my personal favorite, and of course she would be, is Dolly Parton Hen. also am incredibly partial to our chickens that I don't know, you might think they resemble the Beatles, like Wingo Starr. Lots of as you can imagine, lots of great country stars. Henny Rogers, Tanya Clucker.
Oh, no.
Probably my next favorite after Dolly Parton is Conway Tweedy. But, you know, we have musical stars, but also some folks like Wyatt Chirp. I mean, who knew that he was such a great entertainer, right? A chicken entertainer. And as I told somebody not long ago, I had a television station that was there and wanted to know what everything was about. And I said, you really have not lived until you have had our famous Frizzle Chicken and Waffles and a cup of coffee while listening to our animatronic chickens cluck the theme from Star Wars. And we go across all musical genres. It's not just, you know, classical Star Wars theme song. You might hear Bohemian Rhapsody. You do hear a variety of country songs. You might hear Rocky Top. You never know. The talent of our chickens is just, it's a lot. And but honestly, not only is it so much fun just to watch this, and a different show, our chickens perform about every 20 minutes or so. So if you're coming in for breakfast, you'll usually see them at least twice, right?
Exactly.
But my favorite thing is to watch, I don't care whether they're a senior or a senior in high school or a toddler, love the show at the Farmhouse Cafe. It's just, again, you know, you and I've talked before just about great things for people of all ages to do. Just clean fun that's good for your soul. That is what you'll find at Frizzle Chicken Farmhouse Cafe. And I haven't even gotten to the food, which is unbelievable. My husband, who loves to eat and loves fried chicken, loves breakfast food, really loves biscuits and gravy. He's a good Southern boy, born and raised, lived here all his life. He says that the biscuits and gravy, particularly the gravy, at Frizzle Chicken Farmhouse Cafe, in his top three of all time, and that includes his mama's.
Wow.
Now, is that an endorsement or what?
It sure is.
Yep. That right there tells you about all you need to know about the food. But the other great thing is we love big families. We love groups. We love for folks to just come, have some fun, have a great meal, breakfast or lunch. We're not open all day. We open early in the morning. Like during the summertime, we're open by 7. We close at 2. You can get breakfast all day. I will tell you, my personal favorite, other than chicken and waffles, which literally cannot be beat, is the cinnamon roll pancakes.
Wow.
You'll be thinking about that until you actually get to Pigeon Forge, go to Frizzle Chicken Farmhouse Cafe, and try it for yourself. Let me say that one more time. Cinnamon roll pancakes.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. Now, how long is this interview? Because I might need to go.
I'm getting hungry now, too, myself, yeah. Ellen, listen.
We're going to have to wrap this up because I'm going to have to get over there.
Ellen, listen, you are so great. And how can we get the information about the great Frizzle Chicken Farmhouse Cafe?
Okay, so first of all, you just have to remember how to spell Frizzle, which it rhymes with sizzle and spell very similar. So Frizzle is F-R-I-Z-Z-L-E, and the website is frizzlechickenfarmhousecafe.com. Or, you know, we're located in the beautiful city of Pigeon Forge. They've got also information about us on their website, if that's a little bit easier to remember. And when you're here, we're located right next to the Comedy Barn. Like I said, bring your whole family. If you've got, all your siblings and all their kids and grandma and grandpa, bring them all. Bring your group. We would love for you to come visit. Enjoy the fun experience of having breakfast or lunch with us. And, you know, this is, to me, the other thing is, whenever you go on vacation, you want that one place, literally, when you go back home, there's nothing like it. And when people say, did you do anything interesting that I just can't miss? You're going to tell them, once you've been here, oh, you got to go to Frizzle Chicken Farmhouse Cafe, because it is not to be believed until you experience it.
Well, Ellen, I think I agree with you on that. Now that you've done a beautiful job of explaining the Frizzle Chicken Farmhouse Cafe, only thing I would like to add is, why don't you just change the name a little bit and make it Frizzle Chicken Farmhouse Cafe and Show? Because it's
going to be
a show.
Well,
when you have
out of vowels or something, and they wouldn't let it make it any longer, and so there you go.
Ellen, listen, great to talk with you again. Thanks for being on the show.
You as well. Come see us and bring your appetite.